From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Three Belgian nationals have been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murder. Belgium's federal prosecutor said in a statement Saturday the three were also charged with taking part in the activities of a terrorist group. The charges came after 12 people were arrested in raids across the country in Belgium. Nine other people detained overnight were released. Prime Minister Charles Michel said the country would remain at its second highest security level. However, he urged Belgians to live as normally as possible. We urge people to continue to live normally in a calm way, he said. We call on everyone to show calm and serenity. The country has been living under the threat of terrorism since the November attacks in Paris, some of whose perpetrators were either Belgian nationals or had lived in Brussels. Then on March 22nd, terrorist attacks on the Brussels subway and airport killed 32 people. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Russia's defense minister in Damascus on Saturday, while U.S. and Russian military officials held separate talks about Moscow's attack on U.S.-backed Syrian rebel forces this week. Russian defense officials said that Sergei Shoigu's agenda included the current questions of military and technical cooperation between Moscow and Damascus. It also included cooperation in the fight against terrorist groups operating in Syria. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against opposition fighters, but they have also created another area of tension with the United States. This is VOA News.